Hello and welcome to part 7 of the Little Known Stories of Easter. I'm Chaplain John Bridges of the Royal Navy. We've already seen how Jesus' healings and teaching led to excited speculation about his political intentions. Last week we saw how the high priest in Jerusalem reacted to Jesus. This week we'll look at how Jesus' own disciples were responding. The busyness of doing religion can sometimes lead people away from God to worship things like ancient buildings and cherished ceremonies. Not everyone has their vision distorted, though. Many of the faithful in Jerusalem did grasp what Jesus was about. The Gospel writer John says that many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and putting their faith in him. Matthew reports in his Gospel that the priests decided not to arrest Jesus during the Passover festival or, quote, there may be a riot among the people, unquote. One who clearly understood Jesus' purpose was a woman who was at a supper in the nearby village of Bethany just before Jesus was arrested. Matthew doesn't name her, but John's Gospel says it was Mary, the sister of Lazarus and Martha. On a previous visit, Mary had left Martha with the housework and sat instead at the Master's feet, listening to his teaching. Martha quickly came to complain. Mary wasn't sitting gazing at her hero either. She sat at her master's feet, as St. Paul sat at the feet of Gamaliel, a legendary rabbi of the day. It was how they described studying to be a rabbi. In the first century Middle East, that was scandalous. Houses in those days were divided into male and female areas. Martha's protest was not just that Mary had abandoned her in the kitchen. Martha was incensed that Mary had entered male space. Today we might say that she broke through a glass wall. Mary took a place to study alongside the male disciples, and Jesus endorsed her right to do so too. At the supper in Bethany, Mary is moved to an act of extravagant generosity. She pours a vast amount of perfume over Jesus. The male disciples were angry at her wasting money. Jesus, on the other hand, can see that Mary has realised what will happen next. It's only days until Passover, and Jesus is casting himself as the Passover lamb, thousands of which will be sacrificed in the days ahead to give the people forgiveness of sins. To Jesus, this is when humanity will be rescued from sin and death. The ancient covenant that God cut with humanity through Abraham, recorded in the book of Genesis, will be renewed through the death of another firstborn. The men around Jesus just don't seem to get it. As when the freed Israelites left Egypt, there will be haste. Perhaps Mary was the one who grasped how quickly things will move in the last days before Passover. There won't be much time to anoint Jesus as Messiah, the chosen one, then, so she does it now. Next week is Holy Week, and I'll put up another post on each day from Maundy Thursday through to Easter Sunday. It's a fast-moving story, and if it hadn't actually happened, you couldn't have made it up. In the meantime, every blessing.